Businesses in Santa Clara County are starting to reopen for curbside pickup. President of the Santa Clara Board of Supervisors, Sandy Chavez, says she wants to make sure that the county's most vulnerable communities are not left behind. She is proposing a community health and business engagement team to educate the community and promote adherence to public health orders. The 200-member team would explain the health orders, provide free masks, and encourage people to access available testing at the most appropriate sites. Jesus Flores is the president of the Latino Business Foundation.
Many of our small businesses are sometimes confused of which businesses are supposed to be opening and which are not. And part of the program, what they're doing, is trying to once again bring information and support the small businesses into how to do a safe reopening.
The decision to start reopening businesses came after some initial reluctance. The county's public health director, Dr. Sarah Cody, had warned supervisors that if the county did reopen now, it would see a brisk return of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Residents of the lower socioeconomic areas in the county, and particularly Santa Clara's Latinx neighborhoods, have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. Latinx residents account for the largest share of cases, 33% of reported infections and 34% of fatalities. The program would act with an emphasis on these communities. Dolores Alvarado, the CEO of Community Health Partnership, has been working on the program and says it would invest now to avoid more suffering within vulnerable populations.
If we don't do something fast, if we don't target a population that is so needy, that lives in some very dense areas, you know, maybe 10 people to a 2-bedroom apartment, that kind of thing. That's how poor these areas are. Then we're going to have a bigger financial issue and human suffering. So let's invest now and apply some unusual strategies to get information out to the community.
The proposal will go before the Board of Supervisors for consideration in a special meeting on Tuesday, May 26th. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Lorna Muniz.